Chris, a solid 2-0 win. Your thoughts and reflections on that?
Yeah, tough first half especially. Full credit to the opposition. I thought they won more first and second balls and turned it into a scrappy game, which suited them. I think it's a different team that played last week, so that wasn't Oldham last week when I went to watch them.
I think they made 3 changes overall today.
Well, I think that must have been a different time. I must have got the wrong fixture last week because then, for me, I don't know, I'm being a bit harsh on it. I know I'm not one to comment on opposition, but they brought a completely different game to Bramall Lane this afternoon to what they did last week. And I just said to our players, I compliment you because week in, week out, you turn up. You turn up and you give it a go. And sometimes you have first halves like that where it's a bit scrappy and a bit bitter. And we're not really flowing as we usually do or have done. But they turn up every week and we have to overcome opposition bringing their best game to us. And I think we've done that and delighted with the result.
A surprising factor, or perhaps not, was just how well organised they were to say they are at the foot of the table.
Well, they've been, if you look at their away record, it's been quite solid. But they went to Scunthorpe and we watched that back on tape, and however they've walked away from there and not got a result, they got beat 1-0. And they were the better team. But it ain't all about playing Sheffield United and Scunthorpe, is it? It's about week in, week out. So when we play Coventry, when we play Oldham, we turn up, and then when we turn up for the big games as well. And, if sometimes, as I said, bits and pieces don't go our way, but we still keep going, and I thought we did that. I didn't think we played quick enough first half. I didn't think we held the ball up enough at the top of the pitch. I thought maybe a little bit of quality was missing and a rhythm was missing. I thought when the introduction of Leon gave us a target to go and play off, and we played a lot more direct and into him and more like we wanted to play. And I thought he made a big difference. And, people will look at it and say he hasn't scored, but I thought he was key in our second half performance. And I think as soon as Billy... Well, I thought it was a period just before we scored that it was going to happen. As soon as Billy scored, it wasn't a surprise to me, and I'm delighted with the result.
2 clinical finishes in the end. And just how good was the captain in front of goal again?
Yeah, I thought the second half, we upped the tempo and got a result from, an OK first half performance. And that's what you have to do. Sometimes you've got to dig a little bit deep and go and get a result and get a, we talked about it, taking from drawing positions into winning positions and have that quality to do that. And they've shown that. But he's obviously got us up and running with the first goal, a fantastic finish. And then after that, we talked about the first goal being massive in every level of football. And once we got the first goal, they had to come out. And I thought the game really was pretty comfortable for us.
Billy will take the headlines, obviously, but how integral was Mark Duffy again with his creativity? It's so often been the difference.
Yeah, not first half. I didn't think we flowed first half. I thought we had too many touches. As I said, we didn't have somebody to go into, and sometimes teams come up the pitch and there's room in behind. Sometimes they sit a little bit deep. They sat a little bit deep. So when we got the ball into the front, we never really held it up as much as we possibly did. And that doesn't allow Duff to go and join in, or Coots and Fleck and the two wides. So I think Mark and Billy will recognise the contributions of the fellow players. But, once we got into a rhythm and Duffy has been, instrumental in, second half performance as well.
When things weren't flowing exactly as you'd like, Simon Moore came up with the goods, didn't he? Produced a couple of fine saves for yourself.
Yeah, I mean, it's the concentration levels have to be spot on when we're on top. But as I said, the dangerous opposition. If they play like that, they shouldn't be in the position that they are. So I should imagine their manager. As I said, I don't really comment on opposition teams that much, but I don't know. I just sometimes. You just can't believe it, like I said, because I travelled for 2 hours last week, got stuck in Glossop for about an hour and a half on Nair High Street, and went over and saw a game that, really, I might as well have not gone to, because it was a completely different Oldham team. So if they hopefully play like that right the way through, and especially with the teams that play at the top of the division, I think they'll cause teams problems, because they certainly did that today. They caused us a problem, and we had to overcome it whatever way we did, and thankfully we did.
Leon came on with about 35 minutes to go, got a bit more time than he's usually getting out there. How much of an extra dimension did he give the forwards?
Well, we have to, you know, we have to have a change in approach at times, and you know, we never play quick enough, and we never play back to front because their shape sort of crowded that area out, and we had to go, you know, into the front a little bit quicker because we couldn't play through the midfield, and that was they were getting crowded out. Fleck and Coots were getting crowded out, and with their three in there, and the one who was protecting, so we had to get it out the middle, which we didn't well enough first half, and we had to go into the front a little bit quicker, which we did better second half, and I thought that allowed us to get up the pitch and go and join in and get us more in their half and their defending third. So he's played a big part in the result, and they all do. They all bring something to the table, and I'm a bit disappointed for Leon because I've loved him to have scored at the death, but his contribution to the team winning was big today.
Last one from me, Chris. Any injury updates ahead of the Northampton game?
No, I think it was a competitive game, which I like. You know, they're, you know, both teams having a go, tackles being made. Referee handled the game well, but we've no doubt about it. Picked up a few bumps and bruises, but we're in tomorrow. We're looking for, you know, it's halfway now. 23 games and 47 points is a great effort. And we talked about it just a little. I'm not one for massively setting the players' targets, but we said, can we reach the halfway? Can we reach the turn of the year with 50 points? So we've got another big game coming up. They've had a fantastic result for them on at Oxford today. So they'll be hoping that kickstarts their season a little bit. And it's going to be a tough game. There's a lot of obviously connections involved with Rob being manager and obviously myself and Alan working there and the players there. So, we recognise it's going to be another tough afternoon, and one with the help of the support. You know, I'll mention that again, and I'm not trying to win friends and influence people, but I thought the support second half really drove us forward. And I do see a belief and a connection from that support that they see us turning up, as I said, go back to that, turning up week in, week out. And I've always said it's up to us to get them going. But I think sometimes like days, like at half-time today, it really helps when they get right behind us, and they certainly did that for us and gave us a really good platform to go and win the game.